You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. According to a press release from the Ashland County Sheriff's Office, on August 24th, at approximately 5:05 p.m., the Ashland County Sheriff's Office received a request to investigate a vehicle located in the township of Morse. This vehicle was believed to belong to Frank Wilson, a missing person from Gogebic County. Information received was that Frank Wilson suffered from dementia and that he was last seen in Gogebic County in the early morning hours of Thursday, August 21st. Upon arrival, deputies confirmed that the vehicle did belong to Mr. Wilson, and then spoke with a Town of Morse resident who confirmed finding the vehicle parked on private property on Friday, August 22nd. The resident advised that after seeing a social media post from Gogebic County about the missing subject and his vehicle, he contacted law enforcement. A search of the area was initiated. The Iron County Sheriff's Office, the Gogebic County Sheriff's Office, and the Sawyer County Search and Rescue Team assisted with the search. During the search, local residents reported seeing Mr. Wilson in the vicinity on Thursday, August 21st. Utilizing information reported to law enforcement by the local residents, searchers were able to focus their efforts on the last area Mr. Wilson was reportedly seen. Tragically, searchers located Mr. Wilson deceased just before 11 p.m. No foul play is suspected, however, the circumstances surrounding his passing are currently under investigation by both the Ashland County Sheriff's Office and the Ashland County Coroner's Office. The Ashland County Sheriff's Office expresses its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Frank Wilson during this difficult time. Thursday, August 28th, from 4 to 8 p.m., Moose Jaw Resort is hosting a Plates for the Playground Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser. You're invited to swing by for spaghetti, garlic bread, and dessert with $12 per plate and all proceeds going to the new five-field playground. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, August 28th, from 4 to 8 p.m., over at West 770 Windsong Lane in Park Falls. Forecasters are keeping an eye on what this winter may look like in the state. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Climate Prediction Center has issued a La Nina watch, which means that by fall, La Nina conditions start to become favored. Now, right now, we're in an end zone neutral phase, which is likely to stick around through late summer. However, already, the subocean has cooled in the region of interest, but these negative anomalies are not too strong. However, still a step in the direction for the development of a La Nina pattern. Now, while conditions are favorable, there is still a 4 in 10 chance that it will not happen. But if it does, it could result in increased Atlantic hurricane activity this fall. And during La Nina winters, the strongest signal typically happens in February and March, which means for Wisconsin, colder than normal conditions are favored and wetter, more snow. And running into early spring, there can also be enhanced chances for severe weather outbreaks. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is teaming up with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction for School Transportation Safety Week to share important safety tips for students and drivers as school begins. They're starting with reminders about school crossing guards. Drivers, when approaching a crosswalk in a school zone, please watch for crossing guards and be prepared to stop. When the guard holds up a stop sign, stop completely and leave plenty of space between your vehicle and the guard. Only proceed after all pedestrians have cleared the crosswalk and the guard reaches the curb. And students, please be sure to follow the instructions of the crossing guards and only cross when it is safe to do so. We can all play a role in keeping students safe this school year. Wednesday, August 27th, that is tomorrow, you are invited out to the Park Falls Farmers Market. This takes place at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. There you can find locally grown raspberries, melons, onions, kale, Swiss char, kohlrabis, broccoli, beets, a variety of herbs, fresh and dried, and a variety of other vegetables. There will also be mushrooms including shiitake, lion's mane, and pohu oyster mushrooms, alongside blueberry rhubarb, strawberry rhubarb, and raspberry rhubarb jams. Eggs will also be available, along with an assortment of jellies, jams, pickles, and salsa. That's just a small snippet of what's at the farmer's market, so please stop on by and check out the full stock that they have. We promise you it is extensive, and you're sure to find something you enjoy. Most vendors accept Quest cards, EBT, WIC and Senior Market coupons, and the Park Falls Farmers Market LLC is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce and therefore accepts chamber books. This year, they have partnered with Aspires to participate in their fruit and vegetable prescription program. Produce and products sold at the market must be or are grown or processed in Price County or the neighboring counties of Taylor, Sawyer, Ashland, Oneida Vilas, or Iron. Eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food, all at the Park Falls Farmers Market, taking place Wednesday at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. With all the wildfire smoke in recent years, has it ever crossed your mind to literally help fight the fires? Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what it's like and how to get involved in wildland firefighting.
Not for all, but for some. Those adrenaline seekers seem to like the career, fighting wildfires. It all starts in an apprenticeship program through the USDA Forest Service, and it pays as you rack up 3,000 hours of on-the-job training. Now you'll be set up in a wildland fire academy, and the Forest Service covers all the training costs. And once you complete the program, you'll have a journey-level status as a wildland firefighter. And from there, you work to put out the fires, manage and control them from spreading. And this also means you'll be away from home for weeks at a time, long work hours, and outside. You might be flying in helicopters, hiking through mountains, or patrolling roads. And part of the job also requires being a little bit like me and talking to people about fire prevention. And dispatch is also a route to take, too. There's only a few basic requirements. 1, you'll need a driver's license. 2, you'll need to pass a drug test. And 3, they prefer people between the ages of 18 to 37. But if you're older, you can still apply. And with the climate changing and more fire sparking, there are nationwide opportunities, too. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the D-backs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 2 tonight of the Brewers and Arizona Diamondbacks in Milwaukee. Last night, the crew with a 7-5 win over Arizona. It was a close call. The Diamondbacks with a 5-run rally in the 6th. Still, Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff got the win.
It was a good night. I think way too many positives outweigh the outcome of the outing. Look, the main thing is we won the game, which is huge for us. But yeah, the 6th inning, that's just one of those innings you kind of chalk up to kind of being a baseball inning, and I haven't had one of those up until this point.
Woodruff now 5-1 for the season. NFL, the Packers reducing their roster from 90 to 53 players today. Yesterday, the team confirmed that they traded for Eagles offensive lineman Darian Kennard. The Badgers getting ready for their season opener in Madison. Center Jake Renfro expected to play after suffering a leg injury during training camp. Wisconsin hosts the Miami of Ohio Redhawks 8 o'clock Thursday night at Camp Randall Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. True Detective fans, are you ready for Nick Cage? According to Deadline, Season 5 is in development, and Nick Cage is in talks to headline the HBO's Emmy-winning crime series. Isa Lopez, writer of Season 4, is returning as a showrunner. True Detective Season 4 received high critic ratings, achieving a 92% certified fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and 81 out of 100 on Metacritic. The show is expected to return sometime in 2027. Kieran Shipka is the latest to join the cast of the upcoming comedy Heads. Yes, that's the name. Dave Franco, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and Peter Dinklage are the first to join the cast. The script is a hilarious comedy about a road trip that develops into chaos and insanity. Macon Blair has joined to write and direct. Blair has worked on projects such as Logan Lucky, Rebel Ridge, and The Toxic Avenger. There is no official release date just yet. After 1 month of the Coldplay concert Kiss Cam scandal, Chris Martin helps fan propose. The fan was seen on the Jumbotron holding a sign that read, "I want to propose," with an arrow pointing to his presumed girlfriend.
My brother, I need you to nod as I do some very basic security checks, okay? Is this person your partner? Yes, no one else's partner, okay? Okay. Are you cousins or siblings or anything weird like that? No. Okay. Are you AI or made from, are you real? Are you real people? Okay, then I think we can continue. All right.
Martin then breaking into song that ended with the man dropping on one knee and proposing. The woman said yes, and the couple sealed the moment with a kiss. A new box office champ has been crowned. Netflix Sony Pictures K-pop Demon Hunter has surpassed last week's winner, Weapons, with an estimated $18 million two-day opening. Weapons stays in second with $15.6 million. Third goes to Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis's Freakier Friday with $9.2 million. And the fourth is Marvel Films' Fantastic Four First Steps with $5.9 million. So grab some popcorn and get to the theaters. If you're looking for a new movie to watch at home, here's a couple new films. Eeny Meeny follows Edie, a teenage getaway driver who is dragged back into her unsavory past when a former employee offers her an opportunity to save the life of her chronically unreliable ex-boyfriend. Another movie is The Map That Leads to You, which follows Heather, Madeline Klein, a young woman setting off on an adventure across Europe with her best friend before setting into her perfectly planned life when she crosses paths with Jack, KJ Apa, a magnetic and mysterious stranger. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s to near 70 this afternoon and just a very light breeze. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to around 50 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.